President, let me congratulate you warmly on your presidency of the Conference of Disarmament. You can rely on our support. Together with the other presidencies of 2023, Finland will do its best to make this year's conference a success and to achieve substantive results. I would also like to welcome the new colleagues to the CD. Mr. President, we align ourselves fully with the statement of the European Union. In addition, I would allow me to make the following very brief remarks. In spite of the excellent work of the 2022 P6 countries, last year's CD was a disappointment in many ways. The minimalistic final report and voting on the CD resolution in the first committee reflected the growing challenges the conference is experiencing. We should keep in mind that it is up to each of us to retain the conference as a significant body in advancing disarmament and international peace and security. The current security situation will not make our work easy, but at the same time, we must acknowledge that disarmament and arms control are now needed more than ever. Indeed, Russia's ongoing war of aggression against an independent country is highly reprehensible. Finland strongly condemns the unprovoked and unjustified attack of the Russian Federation against Ukraine, which is a violation of international law, including the UN Charter. The Russian Federation must immediately cease its military actions, withdraw its troops from the entire territory of Ukraine, and respect Ukraine's territorial integrity and sovereignty within its internationally recognized borders. Finland supports Ukraine in her right to self-defense in accordance with Article 51 of the UN Charter. Mr. President, we are disappointed that due to Russian opposition, it was not possible to agree on an outcome document in the 10th NPT Review Conference. We have now embarked on a new NPT review cycle. It is critical that we approach this review with a constructive attitude, aiming for a successful review conference in 2026. This is not a time for cherry-picking and special interests. This is the time to commit ourselves to the full implementation of the treaty in its entirety. Mr. President, as long as nuclear weapons exist, it is in every nation's interest to reduce risks associated with nuclear weapons. Nuclear risk reduction is no substitute for nuclear disarmament, but it is an essential interim measure. We do not see a contradiction between nuclear risk reduction and nuclear disarmament. Nuclear risk reduction can increase mutual trust and advance nuclear disarmament. We will facilitate the discussion concerning nuclear risk reduction during our presidency of the CD. Mr. President, Finland sets great value for gender equality. We promote full, equal and meaningful participation of women and men in the field of disarmament and arms control. During our presidency, Finland will continue to promote the meaningful participation of women and will organize a separate discussion on the subject. We see strengthened gender equality as an important tool for revitalizing and achieving progress in the work of the conference. Mr. President, we look forward to working with you, the Secretariat, other P6 countries, members of the CD, as well as observers, to make this year a successful one regarding the work of the CD. I thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, distinguished.